Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brooke Pryor, Steelers Insiders, our guest. Brooke, if you caught that ball, would you give it back to Pujols or would you sell it?
My jaw still dropped at $400 for those tickets. That's like as much as I paid. Granted, it was a single ticket, but to go see Adele in Vegas this February, that is...
How was that, by the way? Was it worth it?
Well, it will. I haven't gone yet because she delayed, but this February, I'm sure she'll be amazing. I'll cry a lot. But if I caught the home run ball, I think, yes, I would sell it back to them. I mean, I would make sure that, like, he got the ball, but... I mean,
no, you can't take that approach, Brooke. You have to be prepared to, like, keep that ball in perpetuity or put it up for auction. You can't ever tip your hand that you want the ball
I'm
to get back to them.
For that. I can't do that. All I'm saying is that I would just at least like to be compensated for the money I spent on the tickets, at minimum.
Still not enough for me.
I think you've got to start at six figures. This is
what
the New York
good
Yankees.
What a good Samaritan. What an altruistic person you are, Brooke Pryor, that you would just want a refund on your tickets for a night out. Wow. Okay.
I mean, if they could throw in a couple beers and, like, maybe tickets to a game next year, that'd be nice.
I mean, you are a woman of the people with a statement like that. I think the Yankees wish you had caught this ball.
Look, I mean, I'm just doing my part.
Brooke, you've been around a couple NFL teams in different places, and you've been around the Steelers for a few years now. Give us a sense of what you've experienced and seen with the way players have taken jabs at Matt Canada the last few days.
Yeah, I think that they are being more vocal about it than they were last year, because I've said a couple times today, but it feels like I'm in a time machine back to 2021 when we're asking the quarterback of, hey, would you like to play with tempo? Would you like to have an up-paced offense and play with no huddle? Because it seems like when you guys do that, things look good. But this time a year ago, it didn't feel like there was much criticism internally of Matt Canada. I think at this point, they are being a little bit more vocal about it. It's still veiled. They're not, you know, coming right out and saying this is a terrible plan, et cetera, but I think it's notable when the quarterback starts his post-game press conference, the first question asked, how do you open up the downfield passing? And he says, call concepts to get receivers there, and if the coverage dictates it, get the ball to those receivers. And several players I've talked to, Mason Cole, Chase Claypool, have both said it's not Mitch. And in that, it's kind of like, okay, well, if it's not Mitch, then what is it? And it feels like there's a common denominator there.
I can't help but think, though, that they're being a little too nice to Mitch, because everyone has talked about what a great guy he is and how the locker room immediately bonded with him and vice versa, Brooke, because I'm sorry, I can't watch some of these plays and fault Canada completely. The quarterback's missing receivers. My God, if he was like Cyclops on the X-Men, he'd have burned Mac Wilson alive before he threw the football at him on that interception. Like, I think Mitch's reputation as a great guy in the locker room is causing some of his teammates to overlook his culpability here.
I mean, look, I think it's fair to say that they like Mitch and they want the best for him, but let's be honest, like, he's in a really tough position. He's trying to restart his own career. He's playing in a system right now that he can't even audible in some plays the line of scrimmage. He is also doing this with the first-round pick, Kenny Pickett, right behind him while the crowd is chanting for Pickett. I mean, he is up against a really tough set of circumstances, and it feels like he's not always being given the tools to succeed. And yes, he is missing receivers. This is not all on the play calling and on the play design. There has to be, I think there's an even amount of blame to spread around here, but you know, I think that he deserves at least a couple more chances and to have things, you know, called to, I think he should be helped to be put up, for success. I think that he should
be put in a position for
more success.
So what can Matt Canada do, in your opinion, based on who you're talking to, Brooke, to put him in a position to have more success? What needs to actually tangibly change?
I mean, I think that they can go up tempo earlier. I think they can go no huddle earlier. Obviously targeting more receivers downfield. I think that he needs to have the freedom to call those audibles. I think just show your quarterback that you trust him a little bit more and that you trust this offense, maybe let go of some of that control and see what happens, because right now it's not working.
Brooke Pryor, our guest Steelers insider. Brooke, what have you heard as to what the reasons are for the Steelers being so restrictive when it comes to what Trubisky's allowed to do and what they want him to do?
Well, you know, at this point, from what we've heard from Mike Tomlin, there's a lot of, I hate to say living in your fears, but that is kind of what it feels like. You know, he's concerned about, you know, you don't want to turn the ball over. You want to put the defense in a good position. All of these things, it just feels like they're playing very conservatively with the hope of not turning the ball over and not making the job on the defense more difficult. But in playing that way, they still end up making the job more difficult for the defense because the time of possession is so lopsided.
Brooke, this is more of a your opinion question, because I doubt anyone would have just like said this on or off the record. Well, no, I mean, it's not an crazy incendiary question. Do you think Matt Canada, like objectively, divorced from the idea that doing what Mike Tomlin wants him to do helps him keep his job, in theory, do you think Matt Canada likes this sort of conservative style, that he, independently of anything else, is fine with this? If it's being not foisted on him, but like maybe not so subtly suggested that, hey, taking care of the ball is rule number 1, 2, and 3 here.
You know, I kind of feel like, because again, nobody has said this to me, but I feel like in the way that Mitch told me earlier this week, deep down in his heart, he's like every quarterback. He wants to be like Uncle Rico and just like throw the ball and see how far it can go, kind of thing. I feel like at Matt Canada's core, he doesn't want to be a conservative play caller. I'm not sure where the disconnect is, but I would think that he would like to open up the downfield passing more. He's done it previously, but I also think that he really likes the nitty-gritty of it, that the jet sweeps, the pre-snap motion, the things like that. But
yeah, so do other teams, because they're able to stop it really easily.
Exactly. But I think that I don't think he wants to be as conservative as he's been recently.
Do you think things will change tomorrow night?
It's hard to say how much and if they can. I mean, I think that George Pickens was maybe, he was brutally honest when he was asked about it. You know, can you get more involved in the game plan, or can the offense change on a short week? And he was like, not really. I mean, there's only so much you can do with one real practice. So I don't think we're going to see any significant changes tomorrow night. And I don't know how much better it can look from last week trying to get ready on this short week. But the Cleveland defense is not great. They gave up a fourth quarter lead. So I think that could help the Steelers offense maybe get something going.
Who's more responsible for their running game not getting going, Najee Harris or the offensive line?
It's a tough one. I think that Najee Harris's health is definitely something that I'm keeping an eye on. You know, he can say that his foot is fine, but it still seems like something isn't right. But it feels like more it's on both parties. I think that they're just not on the same page, and maybe that's from not being able to practice all through training camp or not play as much in the preseason as he would have liked. But it seems like they're just a little bit out of sync right now.
Brooke, what happens at quarterback if they lose again tomorrow night and it's ugly?
You know, I'm still not sure that this is Kenny Pickett time. I think that the amount of times that Tomlin preached patience this week, I don't think that they are going to make that change at this point in the season if it goes badly. But, you know, I do think that Mitch has a short leash. I just don't think that it is that short. And I think that maybe they'll adjust the play calling, not saying that they're going to part ways with Matt Canada by any means. But I think that they would adjust the play calling before they change the quarterback at this point, this early in the season.
Does adjust the play calling mean getting other people involved in it?
I think it could. I think that, you know, when they talk about we need to adjust some things and we need to get guys like Pickens more involved, now you have extra time between the Thursday night game and the next game that you can make some of those adjustments. And you can, you know, maybe put Claypool in some better positions. Get Pickens involved, get Deontay. I mean, Deontay's been playing well, but do even more with him, get Freiermuth involved, pass the ball over the middle. I think that the extra time between games gives them time to evaluate that game plan.
Brooke, if you were to pick one thing that you don't think we've seen from the offense in the first two games that you do think will be different, one wrinkle, tweak, whatever it is that they add for Cleveland, what do you think is most likely to happen that at least looks different than the first two?
Man, I
like what thing that what thing that fans are clamoring for, I should have said, do you think is most likely to actually occur in this game tomorrow night? That's really what I meant.
You know, maybe they go tempo earlier. I very well might be wrong. I hope I'm not wrong, but if they can go no huddle earlier, I think things look a lot better. Then I think that they will not go. I hope that they won't go as late as the third quarter like they did in the last game. I hope that they go to that in the first half. I can't say for certain if they will, but that to me seems like an easy thing that you can add in on a short week.
I'm not holding my breath when Canada's talking about complimentary football, and if you do that, you make things harder on your defense. And
yeah, those
it's already hard on the defense.
I know.
Yeah, Brooke. Those three and outs, those back-to-back three and outs they had after they went no huddle and got a touchdown, went tempo, those really made it easy on the defense. You and Arthur Motes, by the way, are in lockstep. We asked Arthur the same question yesterday, and he thinks they could go tempo earlier, Brooke.
I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for that. I feel really good about that now.
Enjoy your trip to Cleveland. Probably not as fun as going to see Adele in Vegas.
Oh, well, you know, you can't win them all.
Bye, Brooke.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.